Hi, Cody. This is Nikki calling from Local Splash. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much. How was your vacation? Are you enjoying it?
It was good. It was good. Yep.
All right. So we do have a client interview scheduled for you today, and this call will take about 30 to 40 minutes. Is this the best time for you?
Yeah, that's probably fine, yeah.
All right. So this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, Cody, did I get your name right? Did I have it perfectly pronounced? Okay.
Yes.
First of all, I wanted to thank you for choosing Local Splash. The purpose of the call is to gather content and keywords about your company in order to achieve the highest online ranking. So first, I will be verifying your business information. Second, I will be discussing relevant keywords of services you provide. And lastly, I will be reviewing the Google Business Profile verification process, and we will be discussing the next steps. And if ever you do have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I wanted to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Okay.
All right. And I see here that you already signed the terms and conditions with Dallas. So I'm going to go ahead now and let's proceed with selecting a security question for your business. So this question is for your protection. So anytime you call in to request any major changes to your account, our client services team may ask you for the security question. So the choices available are your mother's maiden name, the city you were born, or your first pet name. So which one would you like to choose?
Mother's maiden name.
Mm-hmm. And that would be?
Edstrom, Tina Edstrom.
Mm-hmm. That's Edstrom. Can you spell it out for me to have it correctly?
E-D-S-T-R-O-M.
Okay, gotcha. That's Edstrom. All right, so now I'm going to verify all the business information that we have is correct. So if you hear anything that is incorrect, please let me know so I can make the necessary changes. So I got here, your business name is called Hometown Remodeling LLC, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the address I have on here is 2417 140th Street, Red Oak, Iowa, 51566.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And is this a home address or an office location?
Office location.
Office location, I see. Well, Google heavily favors business that show the address online, and these can directly improve your rankings. Would you be willing to share your address online?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. So let's go ahead and share that one. And I can see that you are licensed and insured, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And what is your business license number and the expiration date, please? Is it handy with you right now?
I can get it.
All right.
Let's see. Okay, and what number do you need again?
Oh, yeah, the business license number and the expiration date. If it's not handy with you right now, that would be okay. You can send it to us through an email or a text message if you have time. if you're able to see it.
Okay. I have... Let's see, what's this one? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not, I'm having trouble finding it. So yeah, I can just get it to you guys later. Yeah.
Okay, that's okay. That's not a problem. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm just going to note it here. Thank you so much for that. And I just wanted to make sure that you can receive mail. Can you receive mail at your address?
Yes.
All right. And the phone number your clients will call you, is it going to be the 712-471-0030?
Yes.
All right. But unless you opt in for a call tracking feature. So our call tracking feature, Cody, is something that comes included in a package. It's what we call the call tracking number. So this is a Google-endorsed product that follows and exceeds all Google guidelines. It allows you to track and manage all the calls coming in from our marketing campaign. So what we're going to do, Cody, is we are going to create another number with a local area code and post it online. So with a call tracking number, you will know exactly how many calls your online marketing campaigns have delivered. You will then be able to see and play back all those calls afterward so that you can review your prospects and listen again for anything that you might have missed. These will also filter out most types of scam calls or telemarketeers. And all the calls are still going directly to your number ending in 0030. So would you like us to create one at no additional cost?
That's okay for now.
All right. We're just gonna skip this and have your phone number for now.
Yeah.
All right. No worries. If ever you do wanted to have a call tracking number, you can always notify us. We can create one for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. And I just wanted to make sure that I got to your correct email address. So that would be hometownremodelingiowa@gmail.com.
Yes.
All right. And do you have a business website already?
I do not.
All right. That's nothing to worry. We can create a website for you, and we call it My Site. So I'm going to go ahead now and pull up a website URL options or domain name for you to choose from, okay? So we have here. All right. So your business name, Hometown Remodeling LLC, is actually long. And if you're going to create this one as your domain name, it would be harder for your clients to remember if you have a longer domain name. We actually suggest you have a shorter domain name. Do you have any domain name that you have in mind so I can check it? Like, can we make it Hometown Remodels or just hometown.com? Which do you prefer?
Yeah, hometown's fine.
Okay, let's see hometown, if that's going to be available. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Hometown is not available. Let's see if for Hometown Remodel. How about hometownremodel.net? Or can we make it, do you have anything that is shorter than this?
I mean, we could try, what about just like HTR?
Yes, let's see. HTR would work. Ooh. HTR doesn't have anything available, or how about HT Remodel? Let's see. Okay. Would HT Remodel work for you? Or HTRemodel.net?
Yes. That's fine.
Okay. So we will have this as your domain name. And just in case that you will cancel your services with us, these domain name will be available to purchase for $99, okay?
Okay.
All right, and we can now create a stunning website for you. All righty. And would you like to have the ability to process your customer's payment directly through your website?
No, thank you.
All right, so let's skip that one. And let's talk about the Google Workspace. Have you heard of Google Workspace?
I think so, yeah.
Yes. So Google Workspace, Cody, is a Google product for emails, documents, and calendars. So with your new website domain, the rtremodel.net, and with Google Workspace, you will get email that matches your domain for instant credibility. It will also be a great step towards branding your company. Also, you would receive enough cloud storage to store invoices or photos if password with a click of a button on any device that you have. Google Workspace also offers enhanced data security for your protection and the ability to easily work with your team by sharing your drive and documents for easier and more efficient connections. It also has an integrated calendar. But for this one, we do have a starting price of $19 per month. And would you be interested in adding this year's subscription?
No, thank you.
All right. That's no for now. And again, if ever you do want to change your mind, you can always give us a heads up or notify us, okay?
Okay.
All right. So let's go over with keywords. Keywords are the services that consumers are going to be typing online to find your business. So I see here that you do provide remodeling services, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what is your main service? Like, what would you like for your potential customers to find you for?
So, I mean, there's a pretty good variety of things. I think I actually, do you have access to my Google page?
Not yet.
My business page?
Oh, not yet, but I'm going to ask you for that one later to add this as a manager so you can work on your Google business profile. Well, anyways, I did some research right here, Cody, and I found some keywords that I think are most relevant to your type of business. So please advise if these keywords are relevant or if you would like to add, okay? So we got here remodeling contractor. We have a remodeler, kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, home remodeling, basement remodeling, remodeling company, room additions, home renovations, and remodeling services.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, should there be more than that, or is that?
Yeah, if you wanted to add any other keywords, you can always add. Anyways, I'm going to send you an email with all the keywords that we just went over. If you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add more keywords, you can reply to my email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay.
All right. And the next part of the interview is just a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business so that we can make a better idea of how we're going to market you online. So my first question for you is there anything unique about your business, or what do customers like about your business?
That's a great question. I've got over 10 years experience.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm locally owned and operated. I do a veteran discount.
All right. Offer a veteran discount.
And I do free estimates.
All right. It's free estimates. Okay.
So that's probably a start.
Yes, it's probably a start. It's actually a good start that we have here. So you do have over 10 years of experience. This is locally owned and operated. Does this happen to be a family-owned business?
You could say that. It's just me, but yeah, it's...
All right.
Yeah, family-owned.
All right. And let me see. Do you have a mission statement?
I'm pretty sure I have one on my Google business page. Let me pull that up. I just don't want to have conflicting.
Yeah. All right.
Uh,
Also, aside from your mission statement, I will be asking you, did you have a tagline?
Okay. Yeah, I don't have a tagline.
All
right. What I have on my page here is Hometown Remodeling aims to be your first choice for all of your remodeling needs. Proudly serving with Iowa, licensed, insured, and with over 10 years experience in construction, in the construction industry, call us for all of your kitchen, bathroom, deck, and deck needs.
Okay. Or let me just note it here. It says that you aim to be your first choice of all your remodeling needs, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just note that here. Is this, can we see it on your Google listing, on your Google business profile?
It should be, yeah.
Okay. But just in case, since I will be asking you to add us as a manager later, I'll just have to note it here, your whole mission statement, so we have it, okay? So that's aim to be your first choice of all your remodeling service, remodeling needs. Can you please read it again so I'll have the whole statement?
Let me see. Honestly, upon reading that again, I'll probably just want to redo it. To be honest, I don't really liking how it reads.
Oh, okay. How about this?
So can we circle back to it?
Yes. Let me see. What we have here for your mission statement is the one that you have mentioned. Do you want it to change it or revise it?
Yeah, probably. I'd like to just revise it.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll just note it here that how about you can send us an email for the new mission statement that you want us to use. We can
yes,
do that.
Yes, that'll be perfect.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And also your tagline or slogan. If ever you do have one, if you wanted to personalize your tagline or slogan, we can also use that, okay?
Okay.
Gotcha. Or do you want to hear some mission statements that we prepared? Just some, you know, choices that you could make. Or do you want to personalize
your
own? Okay. So we actually have here, like, a few statements that we prepared for you. Like, at Hometown Remodeling LLC, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. We also have, at Hometown Remodeling LLC, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. We also have, at Hometown Remodeling LLC, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. And the last one that we have right here is, at Hometown Remodeling LLC, we build on a tradition of trust through dedication, collaboration, customer satisfaction, and value creation.
Yeah, the last one sounds pretty good.
All right. Do you want us to use this? We can use this. Mm-hmm. All right. So this is going to be your mission statement. And if ever you will have some slogan, you can send us to us, okay?
Okay.
All right. And you have mentioned that you have 10 years of experience, right? Like over 10 years of experience.
Yes.
And how many years have you been in business?
I just started this business last year. But I've been doing construction and remodeling since 2014.
Gotcha. So I'm going to note it here that the business started 2024, but you do have over 10 years of experience, okay?
Yep.
All right. Amazing. And how many people work with your company?
At the moment, it's just myself.
All right. You got yourself. So that's one. Or do you want me to hide the number of employees that you have or the number that works
in
your company?
Yeah, that's fine. You can hide it.
All right. Gotcha. And do you work with residential, commercial, or you do both?
Residential.
Residential. And I just wanted to confirm right here, Cody, that I got your correct hours of operation. So it says here, from Monday through Friday, you operate from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and on Saturdays and Sundays, you're closed.
Correct.
All right. And the types of payment that you do accept are cash and checks.
Yep. Yes.
All right. So now that we have gathered your business information, we have two options for you. The first option is we will optimize your business for the best leads from premium destinations and websites like Google, Facebook, and Yelp. These will be included at no additional cost. The second option is we can list your business in up to 100 additional directory listings. So which option do you prefer?
Just the first one's fine.
All right. The first one is actually the best option that we offer. So it's going to work on that. All right. So now let's talk about your Google business profile. I see that your business is located in Red Oak, Iowa. So for this one, Cody, what cities or zip codes would you like to target? Also, I would really like to give my suggestion on this one because I want you to have better ranking on your Google business profile. And for you to have better ranking on your Google business profile, it's actually helpful that we could focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes. Do you think we could work on that?
Yeah, that's fine. I don't know if it's better to just do like a radius because out here in the area, it's a lot. There's a lot of really small towns, but there's not very many cities.
Yeah, gotcha.
So I don't know if you just want to do like a 40-mile radius.
Mm-hmm. That's a good question they actually brought up. But for this one, Cody, we actually need like the target cities or zip codes for now to have toggle up with Google. So we can, we would have like specific cities that we could work on.
So we could do, yeah, go ahead.
All right. So can you provide me like 5 cities or zip codes?
So there's Red Oak, which is where I'm based out of. And then, there's Clarinda.
Mm-hmm. Let me add it here first. That's Miranda.
Shenandoah.
This is going to be Shenandoah?
Shannon.
Oh, Shannon. Okay.
Yep, Shenandoah.
All right. Shenandoah. Let me add it here.
S-H-E-N-A-N.
Yes. Yep. Gotcha. And what would be the next one?
Atlantic.
Atlantic. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
And Council Bluffs.
All right. Council Bluffs?
Yep.
Let me add it one. All right, Council Bluffs, Iowa. So we have here 5. That's Red Oak, Atlantic, Shenandoah, Council Bluff, and the one is Miranda. Did I get it right? Just to make sure. Oh, did you mention Miranda?
Miranda?
Yes.
No, I don't think so. I'm not even sure if that's a town.
Yeah, I think I got the wrong one here. Okay. I have here Red Oak, Atlantic, Shenandoah, and Council Bluffs. Do you have the fifth one?
Clarinda.
Oh, Clarinda. Can you, let me see.
Clarinda.
Yeah, gotcha. I have here Clarinda. All right. So I got here the 5 target cities or 5 zip codes. So you've mentioned earlier that you do have an existing Google business profile, right?
Yes.
Yes, I was actually pulling it right now just to make sure. And yes, you do have an existing Google Business profile. And do you have access to your Google Business profile?
Yes.
All right. Do you have time right now to add SSM Manager, or do you want me to go ahead and send you an email for that?
Yeah, I can do that.
All right. All right. Would you be okay for you to walk? I'm going to walk you through how to add SSM Manager right now.
Okay.
All right. So let's go to your regular browser. You can type in business.google.com/locations. So that should be with S, locations. business.google.com/locations.
Business.google?
Yeah, business.google.com/locations.
.com/location?
Mm-mm, yeah. Locations with S.
Okay.
All right.
Gotcha.
So, did you see your businesses and did you see your Google Business profile name under businesses?
Yes.
All right. So, can
yep.
you tap on it, please?
To click on See Profile or just click
yes.
on the business?
See Profile, yeah.
Okay.
All right. And did you see Profile Strength with three dots beside
yes.
it? All right. Tap on
yes.
the three dots, please.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you should see Business Profile Settings. And tap on that.
Yes.
And you should see Managers or People in Access.
Yep.
All right, and then tap on that, and you should tap on another add button, and it should route you to the email address where I'm going to read to you the local slash listings number. Are you ready? Sorry.
Yep.
All right, so that's going to be 552-554-6200.
Okay, yeah, local All slash right. things.
Yes, and you should receive a pending notification once you added SSM Manager. And let me see it here. Hometown Remodeling LLC. All right, so I received your invitation for this. So we're going to work on this already. Thank you so much for adding SSM Manager for this one, Cody. So... Also, to get your Google Business profile verified, Google needs some information to proceed further. So I'm going to send you an email titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification. So can you please provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible, your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, okay?
Okay.
All right. And also, one of the newest features that we have, Cody, is to create weekly occurring posts on behalf of your business. Well, posts are a great way to get attention in real estate and Google, as well as improve your optimization. You will be able to preview, edit, or delete these scheduled posts anytime in your client dashboard. So, would you like to opt into this program with no additional cost?
Sure, yeah.
All right. Yeah, I wanted you to maximize what we offer, especially that it can help you a lot with the optimization of your Google Business profile. So let's work on that. And let's talk about Yelp now. Do you already have a Yelp page?
I do not.
All right. So if you don't have a Yelp page yet, we can create a brand new Yelp page for your business and ensure that it will be optimized, but you need to have a call tracking number with us so we will be able to complete the Yelp page creation. And since you don't want the call tracking number, you can create a basic Yelp page and add us as an admin so we can optimize it, okay? I will send you an email for the process of adding us as an admin, all right?
Okay.
All right. Let me note it here. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. Do you have a business Facebook page?
I do not.
Okay. If you don't have a Facebook business page yet, but let me just confirm, do you have a personal Facebook?
I do, yes.
All right. So for this one, Cody, Facebook actually requires that you create the page yourself. So once created, you will have full ownership of it and you would need to grant us access to the page. I will send you an email with instructions on how to create the page and then grant us access via special link. Don't worry, you simply need to add the business name and the category to create a basic page and we will take care of the rest, okay?
Okay.
All right. And let me see. Oh, I do see that you do have Facebook ads as a product in your package with us. Would you like to send specific images to use in your Facebook ads?
Just my business email address.
Like specific images that you would like to use.
Oh, sorry, images. Yeah.
Images. Sorry, pictures of your completed work or images.
If you have access to my account, I do have a couple of pictures on there of some decks that I built and stuff like that.
All right. So you want us to use the pictures that is already on the... Oh, no, no. I just wanted to clarify. You don't have a Facebook business page yet, right? So the one that you have mentioned is your personal Facebook page.
Oh, no, no. I mean my Google business profile.
Oh, all right. On your Google business profile. Let me see.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do, Cody. If you're going to grab some pictures on the Google, it might ruin the quality of the photos, and we don't want it to use low-quality photos. So
that's fine. If you want to send me an email or something, I can respond to that with some photos.
Yes, actually, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you a photos email where you can reply with photos, okay?
Perfect.
All right. And what call to action do you want for your ad campaign? We have three options and you can choose one, whichever you think would work best for you. So we do have Facebook form fill, we have calls, and we have Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time. So we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible. And these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the leads tab. And if you select calls, you will receive an instant call from your potential customers when they click to call you directly from your Facebook ad. So the number of calls will show on your client dashboard under the Facebook ad tab. But unfortunately, Facebook does not provide any further information about the caller. And the last option that we have is the Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook Messenger, you have to ensure that you have downloaded the Messenger app. This is a great way to get your responses faster and to interact with your customers as they message you directly through your Facebook ad. The messages will come automatically to your Messenger app, which will be a great way to ensure that you never miss out on any business or service request. But you have to reply to these messages within 24 hours per Facebook's policy. So, what do you think would work best for you?
Which one do you recommend?
If you are always on a Facebook, if you will be able to reply to the messages on the Messenger, then we actually recommend the Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, that's fine then.
All right. So let's work with the Facebook Messenger then. Don't worry if ever you think that it's not really working well for you. If you wanted to switch to calls or Facebook form fill later on, we can always change it for you. Just notify us, okay?
Okay.
All right, so let's work with the best option here, the Facebook Messenger. So our business hours is from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time. Do you have a day or time preference that you would like us to reach out to you, or is any time we're open okay?
Anytime I'm open is fine.
All right. And do you have a logo?
I have one on my Google.
Okay.
My Google business page, yeah. Just a little.
Is that the logo that you wanted to use in all the marketing campaigns? Or do you want to
separate
a generic logo for it? Okay. So for that, for your logo, I will be also asking you to send it over to us, or you can reply to my photos email, so it will be convenient for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now you're going to receive a few emails from us in the next few days. As I mentioned earlier, Cody, the first email will be the keywords email. Please review them. If you want to make any changes or add any other keywords, please go ahead and reply to the email so that we can make the proper adjustments. And okay. Also, you will receive an email regarding photos. If you have pictures of your completed work, we can use them for your Google business profile, your website, and more. You can reply to that email with up to 20 images, or feel free to upload as many as you like on your client dashboard. But please ensure that they are high resolution and good quality, and your logo, please include that as well. If the images you provide are low quality or do not best represent your business, we will use high quality stock photos as temporary placeholders on your new website. These stock images will be industry related, but if you notice that any of it don't fit, let us know and we will replace them. All images we use, Cody, are copyright protected. If you receive any emails or calls about copyright issues related to photos, please contact us before responding. And also, within a few days, you will be receiving an email with login credentials to your client dashboard. This will allow you to track and manage your company's online performance. It is mobile friendly, so you can log in from anywhere. Your client dashboard will show you how many calls and clicks you are receiving, what keywords customers are using to find you, as well as directories that will list their business on. So now, let me tell you more about the time frame and what to expect. So with Local Splash, your online information will be monitored and corrected on a daily basis. We will also submit your business information and the content we created to directories, and we will optimize your Google business profile once it has been verified. So you should see results within 45 to 60 days. So don't forget that you can visit your dashboard to see your listings, create posts, and update content. Also, all of your listings will be promoted and optimized, which will benefit you with more online presence. It can also result in all types of calls, service requests, competitors, along with others. So any solicitor calls or text messages from companies claiming to be Google or companies like Townsquare and Networks requesting extra money to verify or complete your Google business profile are scam calls. So please be aware of that. If you do have any questions, please give us a call before responding to any questionable requests that you might receive, okay?
Okay.
All right. And also, as we get close to finishing up with this call, we would like to follow up with you in 3 weeks to touch base and see how your account is progressing. So what day and time would work best for you so we can set it up now? So let me see. 3 weeks from now, that should be on the 21st of April. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. And what will be the best time? Do you want to do it at the same time that we started our client interview?
Yes.
All right. Anyways, I'm going to add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when we will call, okay?
Okay.
All right. And this will conclude our interview, Cody. Thank you so much for your patience and taking the time to answer all of my questions. There was quite a lot, but you've been very helpful in setting up your account here with me. But do you have any questions that I can help you out with?
Just as long as there's an email in there to remind me to send you guys my business license number and like my insurance number and all that stuff, just so I can get verified with you guys, like you were saying.
Yes.
And then you said that I need to set up my Facebook business account.
I'm going to send you an email for that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I will be sending you those emails so you can check it later, okay? Or within a few days also. And after 5 to 7 days, Cody, please review all the information that has been submitted and let us know if anything needs to be changed, and we will complete that as soon as possible. So our client support number is 877-635-6225. You will receive our contact information by email, so please do not hesitate to contact us if you have any questions. You can contact us via phone calls, email, text messages, or live chat. So we are open from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday. You can also schedule appointments with us at your own convenience. So please look out for emails and text messages with updates from us within the next couple of days. We will also call you in a few weeks to update you and review the progress of your campaign. So once again, Local Splash wants to thank you for your business, and we look forward to a successful relationship with you and your company. Always remember, Cody, that we value your business. But then again, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can help you out with?
No, I think that's all.
All right. Thank you so much, Cody. It was nice talking to you. Enjoy the rest of the day and always take care, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.